A Buddhist temple near King Street West is proposing to build a new 10-story building housing retail and childcare space, as well as a new religious space on its upper three floors. Writing on behalf of applicant Karma Sanam Darga Ling, Bruto Planning Consultants recently applied for an official plan and zoning bylaw amendment to permit the development. The building would be a mid-rise mixed-use tower with ground-floor retail and daycare. A temple with religious residences would rise above the seventh floor, according to the application. The design is by High Park Architects and purports to be bird-friendly. An artist's rendering features the words Kagyu Monastery in a large letters on the upper part of the building. The renderings also suggest a standard seven-story building with a temple sitting on top with access to a mezzanine level. The building would be at 1464 King Street W and 10-12 Maynard Avenue on a lot of 1,600 square meters. An existing temple currently occupies a three-story residential-style building at 12 Maynard. The site for the new project involves adjacent properties and has 37.25 meters of frontage on Maynard and 45 meters of depth on King West on the northwest corner of King and Maynard. It currently has an unoccupied single detached dwelling, a low-rise apartment building with 19 rental units, ranging from bachelor to three-bedroom, and an existing temple dwelling with four living spaces used by the temple lamas. There's an existing driveway at 10 Maynard Avenue that provides access to a shared parking lot for the three dwellings, the applicant says. Bird-friendly design. The new building would contain 61 new residential units, 19 rental replacement units as well as 19 temple visitor, non-residential, units. The proponents say the site is in an ideal location as provincial planning encourages intensification, the redevelopment of underused land, and affordable housing within the city's built-up area. This is especially fostered in areas that are well served by existing or planned municipal services and infrastructure, which includes frequent transit areas, Bruto Consulting writes. The site is right next to the King Street West streetcar line, which connects to Line 1 of the subway. The project will allow for new residents and both retail and institutional jobs within the local area while improving opportunities for housing and supporting the idea of complete communities sought by the City of Toronto, the applicant says. The proposed development will have an overall positive impact on this segment of King Street West and demonstrates good planning practices. Going up? Is Toronto Today's look at construction projects in and around downtown Toronto? Is there a project or location you'd like us to check out? Send your request to news@torontotoday.ca.